Blog Talk Radio.
Also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thank you, God. I have read to you John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Today's lesson is in Romans chapter 1. It says, freed from the law, according to Paul. Well, this is just one of the laws. It's not the Ten Commandments. He is speaking about a woman who has gotten married to a man. And he says, as long as that man lives, then she is bound to that law. But if her husband dies, she is released from that law. And if she's married again, she is not an adulteress. She is free from being an adulteress. That's what the law says. Now, I read that law to you last week or a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to read other portions of Romans that I want you seek to know. But I want you to remember this. Matthew 5 and chapter 17. It says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Yahshua is talking. In other words, if you know him by the name of Jesus. That is him. I want you to know that the Ten Commandments are not broken. It's just we have other laws to remember, and that's just one of the laws. Now, I want you to remember that you sheep are not to celebrate the Devil's Night, and that's coming up. It's called Halloween. I'm telling you, that's not one of God's festivals. Let me tell you the laws that we are to follow. If you do not know, we are to follow the Sabbath, and the Sabbath starts this evening, and it will end tomorrow evening. The Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacle, and the Last Great Day. Those are the days that we are to follow. This Halloween is a man-made law, along with Thanksgiving and Christmas, Easter, and whatever holidays that are man-made, like the one that is coming up. And so many of you will follow that tradition, but you are not to. If you believe in God, don't follow tradition that's man-made. I'm telling you, for your sake, as for my sake, do not follow the man-made laws. And I'll tell you again, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, what's coming up, Sweetest Day, and all those things, those are man-made laws. You should be interested in saving your soul. You can say, well, you don't have fun with the holidays or the festival of God. So what? You want to save your soul. Remember, start keeping the Sabbath. If he was day or tomorrow, he says he's coming for the church first. That's where he's going to clean up at, because the pastors should be teaching you the laws of God and what you're going to celebrate. What is it, tomorrow, Sweetest Day? That's a man-made law. And then Halloween, that's coming up. Don't celebrate that. I'm telling you, honor the Sabbath day, and that's tomorrow, or it's starting today, right now, Friday evening. The Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. It says here, like I told you, that's just one of God's laws. It has nothing to do with the Ten Commandments. God says that he leave us with a new commandment in John 13, verse 34. It says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. So that's the new commandment. So let me say our prayer for tonight. Our Father in heaven, Father, thank you for this day and time in our life. Thank you for being you, for being kind and forgiving to us. Bless you for opening up your sheep's eyes as well as mine, opening up my mind, ears, and understanding that we sheep are your lost sheep, and that another group of people who are claiming to be us and are in our land, they have not or never been stolen, but we black people in the United States are his sheep, your sheep. Thank you for letting us know that we learned last week, a couple of weeks ago, that Esau, you hate, and Jacob, you have loved. That's in Romans verse 9 and 18. Father, continue to bless us with your wisdom and giving us good weather in Detroit, and continue to protect us from disasters and chemical disasters, and keep us in our right mind, and give us excellent health and prosperity. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, your real name, as far as I have learned, and it's better known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. So let us begin reading today's lesson. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Romans. And let me turn to Romans myself in this Torah Bible that I have. We're going to start reading at Romans chapter 10 and read as far as I can, because I never know when it will be my time to end. And God told me to be his sheep. And since I didn't know all of his words or his word, I have the King James Version. And it is a version is similar to what is the real thing. So I'm reading from the King James Version. And I do want you sheep to have your pencil and paper. Let me say who I am. I want you to know that this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am on Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. You know that Sabbath, the next day, Jesus says, begins in the evening time and ends the next evening. So I wonder who is listening in on my phone call, because my phone call is making you are welcome to listen. I hope that I will tell you the truth. And that's what I intend to do, to tell you the truth so we can set you and I free. And I forget where that statement is, but it is in the Bible. The truth will set you free. That's what it says. I'm telling you to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. And you will find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. I want you to read it for yourself. And I tell you that I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And the Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. And I want your sheep to have your
three P's ready. That they are your pen, paper, and pencil. And nowadays they have invented something called the notebook or something else, whatever, where you can look up even on your telephone and see where I tell you I'm reading, and you can follow me along in that text. So, welcome to Sabbath school, or either just say to a Bible class. So we're going to start reading in Romans chapter 10, and it says Romans chapter 7, but we're going to read as much as we can. Now that, you know, I don't know when God will call me home. And Father, and Jesus, you are always welcome to my home, and welcome. You can sit beside me in reading this lesson. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10, and we will start reading. It says, brethren, my heart's desire is to pray to God for Israel. For Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear witness them record that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And I looked that up, and I forget where you can find that. I think it starts in John chapter 7, I'd be sure. But that's where you will find the description of righteousness, I think. I didn't write it down when I should have. Verse number 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses delivered the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. Righteousness which is of faith, and faith is that you believe in what is said, speaketh on this wise, say in your heart, who shall ascend to heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep? That is, to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what said it? The word is near thee, even in your mouth and your heart. That is the word of faith, believing in God, or believing in salvation. In salvation, I have told you once before, and I forget what it is right now as I try to read to you, but that's what faith is, trusting in God, or you believe in your belief and your hope. Let's go to verse 9. Says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou believe in your heart that God has raised him, that is Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that calleth upon him. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of, I'm going to say Jesus, but it says here, upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I told you once, meaning the word Lord, I gave you the definition of that, and I forget what it is now, but it should be Jesus. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And I have told you before, the word tidings means news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias, Esau said, Lord, and he's talking about Jesus, who believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily. Verily means truly. Their sound went into the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses said, I will provoke them to jealousy by them that are no people. I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I found them that sought me not. I was so manifest unto them that asked not. Israel, he said, all day long I stretched forth my hand unto a disobedient, contradicting, or gainsaying people. Now, that ends the reading of chapter 10. Let's go on and read chapter 11. I say then, have God cast them away? Forbid. Let me read verse 11 again. Verse 1. I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid, for I am an Israelite, for of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. So understand this, God's seed. Paul is saying that God has not cast away his people. He's saying he is an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of Benjamin.
know this. We are black. Those people in those in that land, over in that region, are of a dark skin or a brown skin. And those people who are saying that they're Israelites, when God comes back, or when Jesus comes back, he will clear that all up. He will also place us in that land. We are those people, the lost sheep. We should be in that land. And God is going to place us where we should be. We should not be in this land. And I'm happy that God has said to us, let not your heart be troubled, and believe in him. And we should also believe in God. We should also believe in him. Verse 3 says, Lord, and I'll just say Lord because that's what is written here. It should be Jesus. They have killed your prophet and dig down thine altar, and I am alone and speak myself. I am alone and they seek my life. But what said the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not been to the image of Baal. That's why, sheep, I want you to read this yourself. Read along with me, just in case I make a mistake. You will know that I have done so. Let me read verse 4 again. It says, but what said the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. So, sheep, do not bow your knee to Baal. And if you have, pray for forgiveness. Even so, at the present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. For it says, and if by grace, then is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace? Otherwise, work is no more work. Verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blind. According as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, their eyes that they should see, ears that they should not hear unto this day. And let me read verse 8 again. According as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, in ears they should not hear unto this day. And that is why I praise God and I thank him for opening up my eyes and ears to see. When I read Revelation chapter 14, Revelation chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it tells me there that God's hair is of sheep wool.
is fine like sheep wool. And that's how my hair is. And that's why I know that God is black. And I'm telling you that God is black. He is not white. Those people have lied to you. And open up your ears and your eyes to what is in Revelation as you read it, so that you will know that you have been told a lie. I have been told a lie. And they are still telling you that lie when God has left this Bible to you to read. Read your Bibles. Let me read verse 9 here. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and recompense. Recompense means repay unto them. Verse 10, let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their backs always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their salvation it's come unto the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. And that's what I think. I'm not jealous of them lying. I just hate that we black folks have such a hard way to go, even to this day. And that is true. Verse 12, if the fall of them be riches of the world and diminishing of them the riches of this world. Let me start again. I'm thinking that I'm reading that sentence twice. And open my eyes, Father, so I can see. Verse 12. Now, if the fall of them be riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of Gentiles, how much more their fullness, you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. So he's proud of his office. He accepts his office. Verse 14, if by any means I pray, provoke to copy them or emulate them, that means to copy them, which are of my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciliation of the word, which shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit of the body is also holy, and the root be holy, so are the branches. And if the branches are broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, be, well, the word B-E-R-T, oh, I say it's bird, that word means be, grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches, but if you boast, you bearest not the root. but the root bearish you. Verse 19. Thou wilt say then, the branches are broken off, that I might be grafted in. Will be cause of unbelief were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spares not the natural branch, take heed, lest you also spare not you. Lest he also spare not you. Behold, therefore, the goodness and servitude of God on them which fail, servitude towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also shall be cut off. And also, if you abide not, still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God be able to graft them in again. Yes, he will. Thank you, God. That's why I praise you. Thank you for calling me out of the world. And verse 27, if you be cut off the olive tree, which is a wild by nature, and be grafted, contrary to nature, into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the nature, which be the natural branches, be grafted in their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant this mystery, thus be known, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness is part, is happening to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. And let me just read that again, because God is beginning to make me understand that we, if we are broken off and we're the natural branch, he has made a way through his grace that we may be grafted in to that olive tree. And we are grafted in again to our own olive tree, and that's Jesus. It says here, for I would not, brethren, that you be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happening Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. And so Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and the deliverer was Christ, or Yeshua, shall turn away ungodliness for Jacob. Praise God. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, God, for saving us, for grafting us in. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Thank you, Bob. For as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake, for the gift and calling of God, repentance, for as so he has forgiven me for my sin, repentance, I have asked God for his forgiveness. For as you in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. It says, even so, have also now, who, let me read verse 31 again. Even so, these also now not believe that through your mercies they may also obtain mercy. For God has concluded them also in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom of knowledge of good, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For you have known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has first given him, and it shall be compensated. Compensated means paid back unto him again, for him, and through him, and to him all are all things. Whom have be glory forever. Amen. I have finished reading chapter 11 to you. Steve, I want you to read chapter 12 and 13 next week. And this will be our closing prayer. Father, thank you, Yeshua, for coming and saving us. We come to you as humble as we know. Thank you for protecting us even in our sleep, and for all the day long protecting us from the evil one and his demons. Thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen. And it says to us in James 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be with you next week. God loves you. I love you. God loves you more. And I love you because he told me to feed his feet. And I'm doing the best that I can on this cell phone. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you.